Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Clear skies are over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv today, providing plenty of sunshine. Haifa also enjoys mild temperatures, while Eilut is warm and inviting. It's a great day to be outdoors across Israel. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, a source in Beirut says Hezbollah is working to delay the agreement implementation with Israel. This is reportedly to buy time with Iran and the U.S. earlier today. Also, JNS reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar claims Hamas is using its civilian government as a shield to avoid disarmament. He accuses the group of following the Hezbollah-Lebanon model. This came in the past hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports Germany will increase its annual funding for Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum, to 5 million euros. This follows a new agreement signed during the German Foreign Minister's visit to Israel. Separately, Forward reports that Israel's diaspora minister, Amichai Chikli, has compared Turkish President Erdogan to Adolf Hitler and a former Hamas leader. This was from earlier today. And finally, according to the Australian Jewish News, Hamas has dissolved its Gaza government. A newly formed peace board says it will evaluate progress through actions, not promises. This was reported earlier. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that Israeli FM Gideon Saar has criticized Hamas's Gaza announcement as a simple ploy to avoid disarmament. Saar warns that Hamas aims to create a Hezbollah-like model where a civilian government is a facade for military control. This was posted just minutes ago. David Keyes, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that it's always lonely at the top. Ynet Global warns that the High Court has told the government that ignoring rulings could result in lawsuits against public servants. This comes after a government declaration not to recognize a ruling on the second authority, posted just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah. The source in Beirut, as reported by Israel Hayom, suggests that Hezbollah's tactics involve disrupting early stages of the agreement with Israel. The diplomat warns this delay might be a strategy to synchronize with broader regional deadlines involving Iran and the U.S. This could lead to increased tensions in the region as deadlines approach. Turning to Hamas, JNS details how Minister Saar argues that the civilian government in Gaza is a strategic move by Hamas to retain military strength while avoiding international pressure to disarm. He likens it to Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon, emphasizing the persistent threat to Israel's security. Meanwhile, Germany's decision to boost funding for Yad Vashem, detailed by I-24 News, highlights a strengthening of ties between the two nations. This funding increase, part of an updated agreement, aims to further Holocaust research and education, reinforcing historical awareness in Germany and beyond. Elsewhere, Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli's comparison of Erdogan to notorious historical figures, reported by Forward, reflects strained relations between Israel and Turkey. This rhetoric could impact diplomatic relations, adding tension to an already complex regional dynamic. Finally, regarding Hamas's decision to dissolve its Gaza government, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, skepticism remains high. Israel dismisses the move as mere spin. Observers are cautious, noting that genuine peace efforts require substantive changes, not just symbolic gestures. In financial news, first, according to Walla Business, a severe report highlights a historic high in tech unemployment in Israel. The rise is linked to AI developments, though experts argue the situation is more nuanced. Separately, Ynet Business reports that defense and chip sectors are driving Israeli tech employment to new heights. Despite job cuts in software due to AI and currency pressures, the workforce has grown by over 6%. And finally, Israel Hayom Business features an interview with Mediterranean Towers CEO Doron Arnon. He discusses the need to add quality to life beyond simple longevity, introducing the concept of new age. That's your Israel 18 news update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.